great to be with you all again. It's been a while, and so I'm glad to be with you guys all again today. This is the first time that I'm doing anything like this, so I am quite nervous, but I believe God is going to speak today. So I really want everyone to just ask God, Lord, open my ears, open my heart right now, because you're going to speak, and I want to listen. So if it's okay, can I pray for you before we begin? And for myself as well, but yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for this time. Lord, we pray, Father, that you speak to us right now, that you reveal more of your heart to us right now, God. Lord, we ask that we'll be ready to receive from you. And I pray that our hearts will be wide open to your word right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lord, give me the words to say. I just want to start off by asking you a question. I want to ask you something that God challenged me with a while ago. And he asked me, someone else asked me, what can God not have? What can he just not have? What can God not have? Now, that was a weird question because God has everything, you know. He's an all-knowing God. He's an eternal God. He's the creator of the universe. He knew you before you were born. He knew you before the world was created. He's the God of riches. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He knows you by name. He knows the stars by name. But what can God not have? And that's a weird question to ask someone who has it all. And God was just saying, you think I have everything, and I do. I do have everything. I'm the God of everything. But there is something I don't have, but it's something I can't have, and that is weakness. I can't have weakness. I am not weak. I can never have it. There's no room for weakness in me. Weakness and God, weakness and myself, we don't mix. I am always strength. But you see, you have something that I don't have. You have something that I want. You have this thing, this weakness that I don't have. And God says, give it to me. Give me your weakness. Give me your weakness. Because my power can be only made perfect in your weakness. And in order for my power to be made perfect in your weakness, you must give it to me. I can't have weakness. You got to give your weakness over to God. I need your weakness so that I can show my strength. I can show my strength in all its fullness, in all its glory through you and through your weakness. And I need you to say, Lord, I'm weak. I'm struggling. I'm not good enough. I know that. You got to say to God, God, I struggle with sin. I am struggling with addiction. I'm struggling with my past life experiences. I'm struggling, God. And God, I'm weak, but I know you make me strong. And I know that you need my weakness in order for your power to work through me. And that is the very conversation that God had with Moses. God had this conversation with Moses. Moses, you saw just now, he was a palace boy. He had everything he wanted, everything he needed when he wanted it. He had servants. He had an authority that God actually didn't want to use, that kind of authority. God wanted to give him something special. God wanted to give him something new, so much bigger than what he could imagine. This calling Moses was given was something bigger and way out of his comfort zone. Way out of his comfort zone. But Moses was weak. Like we just saw, he had a stutter. He lacked patience. He had a temper. He had murderous rage. In fact, he was a murderer. He had nothing great whatsoever to bring to the calling of God. He had nothing. Nothing. He couldn't speak. He had nothing, but God still decided to choose him. And that is our God. That is our God. He chooses the broken. He chooses the weak because he knows he can use them and do mighty things through them. Amen. Amen. Moses came up with five excuses to back out from this calling. First, he said, God, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. He asked God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring back the children of Israel from Egypt? Who am I? He says he's not good enough. That was his first excuse. God, I'm not good enough. I'm not your man. This job description is too much for me. I'm not your guy. I'm not good enough. The second excuse he came up with is, I don't have all the answers, God. He says to God, what shall I say when they ask me, what's his name? Who spoke to you? What's his name? He asks God, what shall I say? Because he didn't have the answers. He didn't have the answers. He was going to do something huge. And you would expect any kind of leader of authority, any kind of leader to have it all. No, they would know everything. They'll have all the answers. But Moses had no answers whatsoever. His third excuse was, people won't believe me, God. But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. People won't believe me, God. You got the wrong man. You got the wrong guy. They know my past. They know what I've done. They're not going to believe me that the God of heaven's armies showed up. They're not going to believe me. And his fourth excuse was, God, I'm a terrible speaker. I can't speak whatsoever. I can't do anything publicly. I can't speak in public. I have a stutter. I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue. He's always been like that. Can you imagine? God is using the weakest of all now. God is really using someone who's not qualified or does not tick off anything off the description, job description at all. God is really trying to use Moses here. And God tells him, look, Moses, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to do signs and wonders through you. And people are going to see that I'm with you. You've got nothing to worry about. Yet Moses still argues with God and says, God, but I'm not qualified. I'm not the right person for this job. Moses says, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else. And I'm sure there's many of us in this room, we've said that to God many times. We've said, God, I'm not your guy. I'm not the one. Have you really chosen me? Really? You know my past. You know everything that I've done. You know me more than I know myself, yet you still choose me, God. I'm not qualified. God says, no, I choose you because I know you know you're weak. I know you struggle. And that is all I need to do my work through you. Moses, I want to partner with you. Moses, I want to partner with you because I know that you know that you need me. Moses knew very well that he needed this God on his side. You see, Satan is always going to try and knock you down. Satan is always going to throw weaknesses at you. He's going to try and distract you. And the way he does it first is spiritually. He will knock you down spiritually first. That's the way he works. We should know how Satan works. We need to know in order to fight it. He will knock you down spiritually. Demonic powers are very real. As well as the Holy Spirit, demonic powers are real. They will work and they will come against you. Demonic forces will always try and come against you. But we see in chapter 7, it's a picture of sort of what goes in the spirit realm, actually. I believe that's what God said. We see Aaron's staff become a snake. But we also see the two magicians' staff become a snake as well. This is what goes on in the spirit realm. The demonic spirits are always going to come up against you, and they're going to scare you and frighten you. But you see, Aaron's snake gobbled up the two. They got rid of them. They disappeared. And God is trying to teach us here, this is how you fight. This is how you fight. The way you fight is by taking me with you. I go with you. God goes with you. And so you can gobble up anything. you can get rid of anything Satan throws at you. You can do it because God is with you. This is what spiritually strong looks like. This is the kind of strength that God is after. God is not after physical strength. God is not looking for people who don't cry at all. God is not looking at that. He's looking at how strong you are in spirit. That's what he's going to help you with. Because when you are spiritually strong, you can tackle everything and anything. How do we become spiritually strong? Well, you meet with God. You meet with him. You go to the secret place. You go to your room, shut the door behind you. You meet with him. That's where he is. He's in the quiet place. That's where you go. If you want to be strengthened, that's where you go. If you are struggling with sin, that's where you go. You go back to the secret place. That's where he is. Just like Moses. Moses was meeting with God. Loads of times he was meeting with God on the mountain, in the tent. He's speaking to God directly while he's walking. Wherever he was going, he was speaking to God because he knew there is no way I can survive a second without him. Many of us, we try and do things by ourselves and we fall. That is the reason why we struggle, is because we think we can do it. The world will tell you, have confidence in yourself. But the word tells you, have confidence in God. The world will tell you, you're okay. Failing is okay. You can fall. But God tells you, why fall when I'm with you? Why? Why stay weak when I'm with you? I'm the God of strength. And I believe God was speaking from the very beginning of this service. We sang about the strength of God. And God's been speaking. God is a God of strength. There is no weakness in him. The minute we believe in that, the minute, that's when we start living this victorious life. This life where we're running this Christian race. The minute we believe that all strength lies in Christ Jesus, that's when we'll start being victorious. But until then, we are going to struggle. This is not me speaking, this is the word. We would struggle. So I do really encourage you, go to God like Moses went to God. Moses knew God is my provider. Everything that I need right now in order to carry out this calling lies with God. I'm going to go to my provider. There's nothing I can bring. I'm useless by myself. But Moses goes to God, and that's what I really want you to take from this. Go to God when you're weak. Don't try and figure it out by yourself. You won't get there. You might a little while, but you will tire out. You won't get there. And God is eternal God. He's got all the strength we need, and he's ready to be there for us. He's ready to fight for us. He's ready to fight our battles. So why wait? Why wait? But yeah, I just really hope God spoke to you today. And cast all your burdens to him. Give all your weakness over to him. He wants it. That's the thing. He wants it. He needs your weakness to carry out his power and do mighty things through you. But yeah, I hope that blessed you. And God bless you all. And thank you for listening to me.